Hemopoiesis, which is also sometimes called hematopoiesis, is the creation or construction of blood cells. And this is going to start very early in fetal development. So fetal hemopoiesis begins around the third week of development. And part of the reason that it begins so early in development is because the red blood cells, of course, are important in carrying oxygen throughout the tissues of the developing fetus. And that oxygen is, of course, needed by the cells as they divide and begin to build the organs and other tissues and so on. Adult hemopoiesis takes place throughout the lifetime. We're constantly replacing our red and white blood cells. And blood cell production begins in the red bone marrow. And some of the cells that are involved are hematoblastocytes or hemocytoblasts. And these are, you can think of them as baby blood cells or immature red blood cells. There are stem cells involved here. The myeloid stem cells are going to be the cells that will eventually turn into red blood cells, but they can also turn into platelets. And in fact, some of the white blood cells are made by the myeloid stem cells. So the myeloid stem cells can differentiate into a variety of different kinds of cells, mainly the red blood cells, but also platelets and some of the white blood cells. Lymphoid stem cells, on the other hand, make white blood cells, a specialized type of white blood cells called the lymphocytes. And we'll be looking in detail at the lymphocytes when we study the immune system very soon, I think either next week or the week after. And just a reminder that this hemopoiesis is taking place in the red bone marrow. So this is where the red blood cells, the platelets, and the white blood cells are originally made, is in the red bone marrow. Some of the cells, for example, the lymphocytes, are going to go to other parts of the body to mature, but we'll talk about that later when we talk about the development of the immune system. Now, the cells that we usually think of as blood cells that have a red color and that contain hemoglobin and carry oxygen throughout the body are called the erythrocytes. So erythrocyte is the name for a mature red blood cell. And there's a slight difference between males and females, although there is quite a bit of overlap in terms of how many erythrocytes you would expect to find in the blood. For males, it's between 4.5 and 6.3 million erythrocytes per microliter of blood. For females, the typical reading would be between 4.7 and about 5.5 million red blood cells per microliter of blood. We measure the number of red blood cells by something called hematocrit. And the hematocrit, what we do with hematocrit is we take a blood sample and we put it into a very narrow little cylinder and centrifuge it down. The heavier red blood cells are going to go to the bottom of the column, and the white blood cells will rest on top of those in a layer that you can actually see. It's going to have kind of a white appearance, kind of a fuzzy white appearance, and then above that the plasma will be is the lightest, and so that will be on the top. And so hematocrits basically divide the red blood cells, the white blood cells, and the plasma into different layers according to their density. And the way you measure hematocrit is to measure the length of the red blood cell portion of that layered hematocrit and divide that by the red blood cell portion plus the plasma portion, if you measure the length of both of those, and then multiply that by 100, and you get what's called the hematocrit. It's basically the percentage of red blood cells that are found in the blood. If it's really low, it means that there are fewer red blood cells than normal. If it's really high, it means that there are more red blood cells than normal. And for males, an average hematocrit is about 46, usually ranges between 40 and 54. For females, it's an average would be about 42, ranges between 37 and 47. And of course, if a person's hematocrit is too low, they have too few red blood cells, the condition that results from that is called anemia.